New York. Every Sunday, side by side at the microphone from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they see them, and you better believe them. Hear relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
All right, you are back. Be there or be square. Now, this time, you're not going to take a right onto Hempstead Turnpike. Take the Meadowbrook Parkway all the way south to Loop Parkway and find Tobey Beach on the Bayside, and that's where you'll find the Motormouths, because we're broadcasting live today, right now, from the Town of Oyster Bay Car Show at Tobey Beach, and it is a hoot. This place is packed. Your host, Ray Guarino, co-host Joe D. We have Chris Scholes on the board. Joe's here.
Yep.
Again, we're doing our second hour. You can get a hold of us. On the phone, 516-572-7440. You can check us out on our social media pages, motormouthradio.com, Motormouth Radio on Facebook and on Twitter, and Joe's favorite on Instagram.
Real_
Motormouth Radio.
Which we did put a... We showed our great duct tape setup on Instagram. So
yes.
I think we're finally cruising for our second hour, so we're...
Ducks, why not the chicken?
Via duck. So... And again, thanks to all of our volunteers.
You shouldn't have said duck.
I know, right? That's always... We have Steve, Justin, Mitch, and Rita. Yes. We have our good friend Jim and his wife over here hanging out and helping us out with chairs, which is great because better than the chairs we had.
Our butts, thank you.
We got makeshift tents. We got wind. We don't have any sand, thankfully. That's good.
Yeah, I know.
That could have made the situation 100 times worse.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you. That's...
We've been friggin' Iraq over here.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful day out right now.
It is a gorgeous day. That's
right. Yeah, the sun came out. Yeah, look at that. You know, there's a nice breeze if you like flying kites.
If you walk around, you may get a little sunburn on your neck if you hang out in the sun. That's very possible. But give us a call, 516-572-7440, and talk about your car problems, complaints, what kind of cars you like. I mean, all I can think of today is the cars that we like, because we're here at a car show and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard not to find a car that you like, you know what
I
mean?
I know.
Because there's all kinds of stuff. Yeah. I mean, just with an eye shot, you know, I'm just getting into car overload here. You know, there's that really cool old Chrysler over there, too.
Oh, yeah. That's like a 50-something. That could be a... Yeah, I guess the Chrysler, yeah. I was thinking something. Yeah, we got the Falcon Gasser. There's a few Gassers that are around. You know, there's... you name it. I mean, there's muscle cars. There's old... There's classics. There's antiques. There's...
Hey, Andy!
There's Andy. He's a classic and an antique in himself, right?
Yeah, we're good.
You want to get on the mic? You want to talk with us, Andy?
Yeah. Say hello. All right. Andy is one of my...
We've talked about Andy on the show because you've been working on some of his vehicles.
Yes, we got Andy's. He's got the '68 Goat there. We got the Grand National. We got the Hummer. Yes, they all show up at the CF Garage, the UD.
And out of all your cars in the collection, Andy, what's your favorite?
My '68 GTL.
Nice.
Yes, which is about the same color as your shirt.
Yes.
Yes. I see you wore it on.
And thank God for Joe.
Oh, we all say that, don't we?
I just keep them running. They're beautiful cars, and it's just a matter of keeping them on the right side of things, you know. But yeah. How's the smoke? The National's 30-something years old, so it is old enough to smoke, but it's behaving itself.
It's behaving itself after you helped me check it and all that. We did the...
Good. And that doesn't make that really cool turbo noise anymore?
No.
That's right. See? We had twin Grand National stories because I was working on the one at the shop last year, which has got to come back again for a brake issue.
We have a caller.
Oh, we do have a caller.
Liz from Garden City.
Liz. Okay, let's take our... let's do that. We'll go on the lines and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Hello, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you? You're on with Ray and Joe.
Yeah, I remember them because I always often call them. I am from France, and we often talk to each other.
Yes.
Yes? You did a call for
me? Yes, you remember me?
Of course. How can we forget you? You're one of our favorite callers, and we have your friend Rita Monti right here who's helping us out today. She was telling us you may call, which is fantastic.
Yes,
yeah,
it was good to hear from you.
And I am close to the parking lot to see you.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you know what? When you get through the lot, when you get over by the food trucks, find us. We're at the WHPC tent, and we're doing a live broadcast here from the Tobey Beach Car Show. And we'd love to see you live.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I will be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, Liz.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Wonderful.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was our good friend. Liz has a Honda Element that she drove that she was trying to keep going on for forever.
Yes,
she loves that,
truck. Well, those are cool. I don't understand why they stopped making them, because I was even thinking the one time using one of those as a toolbox, but they stopped making them.
Right.
Know, then again, there's some people that actually have something that can hold half the country, Hummer. Mr. Hummer guy.
Right.
You know, you feel like Arnold when you drive a Hummer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You just, right?
It's incredible.
Ain't no stopping you with
that. Did you just see what happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger in South Africa?
I heard he got attacked.
He got attacked by this dude that was like, I don't even know what was happening. It was some sort of karate competition, and some guy just came right behind him and just dropkicked him. Attempted to dropkick him.
That's not right.
Did he break him in half?
Yeah.
I said a Vista, baby.
What did he want? A Lamborghini or something that you requested before he dropkicked him?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's face it. You never know guys like that. But, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, jeez, right in the back. You know what?
He's like, what was that?
Oh, the security was on him in like a half a second.
Yeah, stupid mosquito.
Too bad the security couldn't have hit him as he was.
He wasn't even fazed by it.
Yep. Yeah.
But you know what? You get hit in the low back. I've been plagued with low back issues for years. And if you feel it immediately, it's real trouble. Because it can be, you get that. It could go numb on you, and you know, like, it's disc, it's nerve, bad news. But that could be a day later when that comes back, and you say, what happened? But, all right, well, hopefully Arnold's okay, and he survived the attack.
He'll be all right.
No, it'll get us. We're sitting down.
Yeah, of course. He's a Terminator. So
right.
Yeah. Oh, well, you never know. Even Arnold gets into trouble.
Right.
I bet if he had his Hummer with him, that wouldn't happen.
Yep. So, Andy, what's up? All the cars in the fleet are in good shape. Everything's running well. Hey, Jack, we're doing a live remote.
Well,
you got friends walking in, walking out. Everybody's around.
It's like a party. It's almost like the Mother's Day show, right?
Except with real people, I would.
Yeah, actually, instead of pre-recorded figments,
So the fleet, Andy, what else is that? Is everything in good shape now? Is anything
well,
needs work?
Yeah, you know, usually with the Grand National, you get a couple of issues always because, you know, it's old school, and thanks to Joe's equipment and all that, that helps a lot.
And the fact that they're old.
And we can handle those issues, but as long as you keep them stock, it works. But, you know, they're great cars, but it's the technical end that you got to know how to, the jits in.
Well, yesterday we had that whole concern with the fan. And turns out that actually was that stupid blown fuse was keeping the thing from running afterwards, like we thought.
Oh, it's a latching relay that keeps it running after the key is off.
It's
a latching relay with a timer.
Yes.
Okay.
So
a little more. That's when you use a 555.
Okay, that makes sense.
And also the aluminum radiator helps a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
The radiator in that car last year was kind of like Gunk City, you know what I mean? So with the addition of that was a B-Cool, I think?
B-Cool, yes.
Yeah, B-Cool radiator.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hang on,
what's
the difference there? You know? Oops. Oh, you know what happened there? That's we got
the car is definitely running a lot cooler, like you said, Joe.
Right. Well, that's cooling systems are important. You know, people tend to neglect them as long as they're not leaking. And what happens is, especially like certain cars, the ones that use that orange stuff, the Dexcool, in the GM vehicles, what happens is that when there's air in there, it turns to mud. And actually, at the dealership, we used to get the nickname Rexcool. So it just turns into this sludge stuff, you know. But keeping on top of that is a good way not to start using head gaskets. Also, this stuff becomes corrosive after a long time.
You know, Joe, I know from having a 96 Impala, I had a 95 and now a 96. A lot of those cars on the assembly line came with these sealing tabs. There were some issues that GM solved with these. It's like mucilage looking. They sell them in the auto parts store.
Oh, yeah, the pills, yeah.
And it's like oatmeal.
Yeah.
And a lot of cars early on were having trouble. Guys were having cooling system issues. They were in clogs. No heat. And it was... Everybody blamed Dexcool. They said, get this stuff out. Put the green stuff back in. And it really wasn't the reason. The reason was... It was the tablets.
It was the tablets. You know? Combination of tablets and neglect.
Right.
You know, a big part of that stuff is that stuff does turn to mud. And if you don't take care of that stuff on a regular basis, you end up having to, excavate.
Right.
I've had to do that on a couple of vehicles over the years, you know?
Yeah.
And once you get it done, it snaps right out of it.
Yeah.
But you better get it. You better run a lot of water through there and dig quite a bit of that stuff out. You know what I mean? So
now I'm dealing with the opposite issue now with my wife's car, which just rolled into the parking lot. I see her Cruise had early on a leak issue that we had to try and diagnose, and it was GM uses all now plastic piping.
Oh God!
So we actually that one I sent it back to the dealer because I thought it was going to be covered. This is going back about 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And it wasn't. Well, now what I did just the other day, I bought a bottle of dye. What the hell's the name of the company? Something Light.
ID Interdynamics or Tracer Light.
Tracer Light. That's it.
Master Cool. Yeah.
I dumped an ounce in the bottle and I brought home from the shop my UV glasses and light.
Right.
So I feel I'll go out there. I want to show my wife. I'll go out there at night when it's dark and I'll put the glasses on and say, here, I want her to see the.
Sunlight really screws it to you. Yeah. The glasses help. Yeah. But we're tracing an oil leak on the Grand National. Turned out not to really be there.
No, not to be there.
Actually, the Grand National that I had worked on, the same thing. We had some leaks and that's how we found the power steering leaks.
Yep.
Right there around the fittings in the box. Boom, glowing yellow.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. Yeah. Amazing.
It's like Halloween.
Yes, oh, exactly. Yeah. And then the next issue we got to address is the turbo.
Yes. We're going to be doing some research on that. The last couple of days have been just a little crazy over there. But that's the next thing we're going to do. But by the end of the summer, that car is going to be like, forget about it, you know?
Nice.
And let's face it, you know, the Grand National has a place in my heart after my car was in that movie Cruise.
Right.
Where the star car was a Grand National. That guy Gino there.
And my 68.
That's right. The 68 was
GTO
in the
GTO was in it, too.
That was in the Carvel scene, right?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah,
nice, the Carvel scene.
And at the beginning, by the pizzeria.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a while.
What better problem to have than to decide what car to take out and drive, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Some of us, first world problems, as they say.
I know. Yep. I know.
But that's really great. You know, I'm glad to see everything's going along good.
Well, thanks to you guys. Great show here, you know. Great turnout here with the car show. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, Andy, it's a pleasure seeing you.
Yeah, and the same thing, and I'll talk to you guys real soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man.
Have a go.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Watch your head going out there.
Yeah, watch it. We are broadcasting live from Tobe Beach, the car show, Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We have Chris on the board, 516-572-7440. I want to get Lauren over here. That's Paul's daughter, because she is involved. She's hooked up in the she's wearing a Mopar T-shirt. She is hooked up in the car community. Like, you want to see a girl who's hooked up in the guys' community? That's her right there.
I love it.
And we want to get her over to talk.
We can bring her over right now.
Well, she's on the phone, so I want to get her off the phone, and then we'll get her over here. So I'm watching. I want to try and get her attention.
Okay.
And we'll stick her on, because she does work with a couple of does some advertising work, and she's here with Allstate today. She's only 2/10 away from us.
Right.
So we'll
we have another caller.
Oh, good. Who we have?
Rob from Rockville Center.
All right.
Okay.
Bob from Rockville Center. Rob, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
I'm calling my friends down in Tobe from the second floor deck on power washing.
Nice.
Excellent.
I couldn't
get it
down.
Why aren't you on a car show today, Bob?
You know why? Because I'm a month behind. It's been great for a month, and I'm behind in the house for about a month.
You know,
I
have to power wash my deck, my driveway, and I actually went and bought a big circular power wash attachment for my power washer so you could do a big swatch. Mm-hmm. And I still haven't done it, so I'm in the club.
Where'd you get that?
Except you're at Lowe's. I went to Lowe's.
Okay, I'll take a look at that. Oh, you're a communications expert at working the board, playing Foghat? Unbelievable.
Yes. Isn't that great? See?
Yeah, well, yeah, you guys made my day.
We were blessed with a good crew.
You know, we got Fog. I think he's using an 8-track on the board, too. I don't know how he did it, but he engineered it in there somehow. He stuck it in. I see it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, see if you guys can get that the guy for the 302 boss to say hello to you guys.
The guy okay. for
I'd like
the
to see what that
boss.
I'd like to hear what that Mustang has to yeah. say.
Yeah, seriously.
What was the tie into the boss? Did somebody talk about that?
I think he's talking about that white Mustang over there across from us there.
Oh, the one right across from us.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be great.
Shanghai.
All right, enough of my nonsense. Hey, guys, have a great Sunday.
All right, Bob. Thanks, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
So, bye-bye.
All right, that was Bob from Rockville Center.
Yes, one of our regulars.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
As soon as Lauren's off the phone over there, we'll get her on and we'll talk. And
well, there's a lot of people wandering by. Let's see who else we got there. Well,
you see, Joe, it kind of gets a little, we're in the studio every week. It kind of gets stayed, and it's the same old thing. We get a little complacent. But when you get about it in something like this and you say...
It's a fluid situation.
Oh, geez, yes. I know. I felt it on my shoulder first. So
yeah, see?
It's really quite a... Quite an ordeal. The next thing is we have to get wireless and walk around in the crowd. You know, can you imagine that?
Either that or we got to see if we can splice a couple of these headphone cables together. I don't think they'd approve that.
No.
We'd probably drive the management to the station just a little bit crazy.
That is not the way. You know, every time I see Rita's husband, first time I saw him, he looks like Howie.
Yeah, a little bit.
He does kind of have that resemblance a little bit. It is an IROC coming in. Cars abounding. I think there's a lot of late entries here. A lot of people hung out in the morning because we did have a little rain.
They were like, yeah, I'm not going to be one of those idiots.
What do we got here?
In the rain.
There's Chris. Let's see.
There goes an IROC. Yep, mullet check. Yep, got a problem. And we got Jeeves. We got all kinds of stuff.
Okay. We just got word from the mothership that if we can get a few people to hang out and volunteer, we can stay on till 3.
Okay.
So Chris is good. Are you good?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever good, but I'm down.
Yeah, all right. So we'll make up that hour that we had a little bit of flakiness. Very good.
I'm down.
All right. Very good.
Well, somebody finds me a pretzel.
Yeah. Well, we got, it's food truck row right here, Joe. These are all the food trucks.
It's great.
We're right in line with the food trucks. We're the first, actually the second one, moving on GPS, moving on sound. Our friend Bruce, who's powering
our
us.
Lifesavers right there.
Is right right
thanks,
after
Bruce.
Them. And we're right after them, so you can't. We're the guys
he
with
has
the
no
tent.
Idea why I'm waving at them.
We're the guys with the tent that look like we're from the Ozarks.
Yes, exactly.
We look like we're the country hicks because we're like our thing is half fallen down. Everybody's hitting their head on it, but hey, we're not in the blazing sun, so I'm happy.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's put it this way: I would right about now, I would be like a color red that would match like that other Mustang. So forget about it. But that's the thing. We managed to make this thing work.
Yeah.
All right, because it was about 3 foot off the ground, all right, and the actual canopy didn't fit, but between doing a little bit of MacGyvering...
Well, and if you listen to Motor Mouth Radio, you know that that's what we do. It's redneck engineering sometimes.
Yes.
Or you can call it anything you want, but we basically... We're the kind of guys that can make something fit or make it work if it doesn't, and sometimes we can make it fit or work better than it was intended
sure.
to. You know,
we got plenty of duct tape.
Oh, we do have duct tape. We have clamps, straps,
zip ties.
Yeah. We have zip ties, clamps, straps, tape, all sorts of stuff, and Leatherman tools, so we can basically take apart and
yeah,
fix.
You know, when we get a chance, maybe we should do a motor rebuild on the fly. You know?
Yeah, right.
But that's okay. You know, on the other hand, somebody might.
And here's Liz.
Oh, there's Liz.
Hello, Liz.
Liz, bonjour, comment ça va?
How are you? You want to get on the on
a long time listener? Yes. Yeah. Put a set of headphones on. Talk to us. Talk to the people. Yeah. Watch your head, there, dear. Keep talking to the mic.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
You're set.
No. Just say it's good to see you because the last time I saw you in person was I think out here back when Ray and Chris bought the Batmobile here.
Yes.
That's got to be about 5-6 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's good to see you again. You still have the Element?
Yes. My Element Honda is 130,000 miles.
Oh, very.
And I how can I say? I take care of it. First of all, I never go to the car wash.
Okay.
Second of all, I do not go to the dealer because I want to watch every repair is done, taking pictures before and after.
That's cool.
And saving it on a file. Okay.
Excellent.
So I love music, but in my car I listen to the engine. I have a stick shift.
Isn't that great?
I have a stick
Girl
shift.
Girl after my own heart.
Thank you. I have a stick shift, and I will tell you a story about Honda. When in 2004, when I decided to buy a Honda, they said, you know, you want a black color one, but we only have a red one from California, which is stick shift. And I said, you know what? I don't like the red, but I will take it. Honda was very nice and gave me some feedback. I mean, how can I say, free stuff for the car.
Okay.
But my priority was stick shift because I come from France, and in France we learn stick shift.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't want to hear, you know, something. It's personal, but when I hear about electric car, when I listen to the pleasure of driving.
Yeah, you can't power shift a battery.
That's true.
You know,
we're with you.
Not without getting electrocuted.
So people say, oh yes, but you know, in a traffic jam, when you have a stick shift, you are constantly shifting. I said, yes, but you are busy. You know, I mean, it's a pleasure of driving.
That's right.
What I have to do.
That's right.
People forget about the pleasure of driving.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
That's right.
So it's a pleasure to be here, to see you.
Well, thanks for stopping in with us, Liz. You've been with us for a long time. We've had
you as a
caller for quite a long time.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. It goes back a long time.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it. Thank you for stopping
in. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you. All right. And we have another guest.
Caller Liz, yes.
And we have Pirate Paul's daughter, Lauren, with us.
Is that because she's got the parrot on her shoulder?
Yeah.
or is it the eye patch?
How you doing, Lauren? You're here today.
Yeah. So
with Allstate, right?
Yeah.
What brings you in here with a insurance company? What's that deal all about?
I used to intern for a guy named Rob who owns an agency in Massapequa, and he asked me to come back now that I've left him long ago and help him promote his insurance agency here today. So we got some cornhole, we got some games playing, so we're having a good time.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Wow, look at that. Yeah.
Nice.
I can't play. I get too competitive.
That couldn't come from playing with your father, huh?
Nah, he sucks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because then you just beat him, right?
Yes, exactly. The classic dad-daughter relationship.
Yeah, right?
Me and him got it too well. We're around each other too much.
Yeah. Now, unlike a lot of other people's daughters, you are a car girl, car gal, car chick, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you call yourself. You're into cars, and you're into Mopars.
Yeah.
Tell us about that a little bit, because that's a little bit of a nice talking point in this day and age.
Absolutely. I am a born and raised Mopar girl.
We
are a car family all the way. It's Mopar, no car. I have had two Chargers in my life so far. I have an RT right now that I'm actually trying to get rid of a little bit. So it's a 2014 Charger, and I'm hoping to get, obviously keep it in the family. I'm going to get another Mopar. Not sure what I'm going to get
yet. Oh, you're not sure. Okay.
But looking around, so
I'm sure there's a Hellcat going through your head.
Oh yeah, Hellcat demon. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day soon.
How
I'm still on my parents' insurance, so I can't. They won't let me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
you gotta be cool for a little longer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's okay. Keep the nose clean, and then after that, go get him.
Right.
You know
who
ruins it now? My brother, because he's a young driver.
He's younger.
Now.
Yeah.
Right.
He's gonna be 19, so it's screwing everybody.
Right. Well.
Oh yeah, that's what happens because kids have a bad reputation. Although I don't know, a lot of the kids that I know are pretty level headed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
level headed, but 2 points. Still gotta have some fun.
Well, level headed, not dead.
Yeah.
Some of the crowd you run with is quite active in the car community, right?
Oh yeah, I've got friends that. Every type of car, we always have fun. We're always out, Suffolk County. We go to, you know, Deer Park Avenue, Friday nights, do some races, do some burnouts. We've always got some car stuff going on every week. So
Right.
I was the burnout.
Yeah, I know. It goes part and parcel. That's excellent. That's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You got to keep it alive. You know, we're the generation that's going to keep it going.
That's true.
We got to keep. Yeah, that's right. We got to pass along to folks like you.
That's very true.
And now my dad's doing the garage. We're going to get a big Mopar logo right in the floor.
Oh, he didn't tell us about that.
Really?
He just said he was painting the floor. He didn't
maybe
say.
Maybe I spoiled the surprise.
You might have. Yeah, you might have. That's okay. Hey, that's what happens. What are you going
to
do? You know,
we'll have to get pictures of that.
Yeah, it's his dream garage. It's huge. It's like the size of my house. I might as well just move in there.
Yeah, we know your mom's a little pissed off, but you know. What the hell? Hey, you know, listen, you know, it's a give and take. You know, there's always, you get the house, you get the kitchen, you get the bathrooms, you get the carpet, you get to this, to that. And like, now you got to get to the garage.
Right. You know? It's the last thing. We got everything else, so it's his last thing. He's been dying for it. So
yeah.
He's like a kid in a candy store in that thing now.
Now he better be quiet for a few years. You think that's going to happen?
No.
Yeah.
It's going to be done, and then he's going to be like, I should have done this, and he'll think to do something else.
But that happens. That, you know, a lot of times, you can pre-plan as best as you can, but then things change, things happen, and you know, and you roll with it.
Yeah.
It won't be that bad.
It'll be good.
It's cool. I hope he lets me keep my car in the garage,
that
my
would
new
be
car.
Nice. That would be very nice.
He's got to share the wealth a little bit now.
Yeah, exactly,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What does he have in there now? Once the place is done, what does he intend on putting in there?
We have the Doom Buggy, so I think that's going to be...
Yeah, well, that's an open vehicle, so...
Yeah, that's got to be in there.
Yeah, we'll give him that one.
Yeah, we'll give him that. And the GTX, he's got to finish, and I'm sure he'll be working on
another
that
another open
there.
Vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Open
not, yeah, that's, not by design.
Yeah. That's got to go in there, right. That's
yeah, he's got to finish that. That's been...
A long time.
A long time, so hopefully that gets done.
He gave me crap when I started doing my car. I'm like, that car will never be done. We never see it. And like, who's been driving this car for 3 years now before? Not, you know, not finished, obviously, not painted, nothing, but who cares? Yeah, I'm driving it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, come on. He can take the Doom Buggy. I'll take the GTX, and we'll go out, but... Yeah. There's no GTX for me to take.
Right. Well, you know what? It is. It's a full restoration. It's a lot of work. He did a lot of hard work on that car. I mean, you're talking about the tough panels.
Stuff like that.
It's hard stuff. And when you do it yourself, when you're working at home, I mean, he did farm some of it out. Mike took that car and did some of the stuff at the shop. And that's what you got to do sometimes. You have to give the car to a professional who can really do the stuff right that you're not equipped to do at home.
Yeah, there's some of the heavy-duty stuff that, you know, you just can't... Yeah, like an alignment bench, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, big hydraulic stuff like that. Because if you have that, you're probably single.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
So there's a balance here, you know?
Right.
If you want, like, children, you can't really have, like, a hydraulic bench in the body there. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. Exactly.
And with the garage we had, it was like a puny little one car. He could barely even move around in there. But with a car in a garage and a workbench, he really had no room to do much work.
Well, that's the thing, you know. The garage I have was the same size, a car and a half. And that's where I built that. And I found out when you want to build a car... For one car, you need three bays at least.
Exactly. You have to be able to walk around it.
But I found that, you know, necessity is a mother. And I found that, you know, because you take parts off, you don't want to get rid of them because you may need it for reference or you may need to retrofit or try something. So you got to keep it so you need a place for the old parts, a place for the new parts.
Exactly.
A place to work on. So I was always moving. You always had like three projects in the making.
Exactly.
You're waiting for parts. So some would have to shift and you have to move something else. Right.
Yeah, right.
Always like doing that.
My mom is always giving me crap because I changed the hood on my car. I put a SRT hood, but I was like, I don't want to get rid of the original hood. She was like, you're turning into your father.
But you're right.
Guess what happened? When I want to sell the car, I put the old hood back on, and now I have the aftermarket hood to sell on my own.
Exactly.
And I'm like, see, I should have never got rid of it. So I was smart.
You kept right. Yep. That's right. God. Yeah, and hoods, you know, you can stand them up, or some guys will hang them. You know, you can get creative, make a dining room table out of them. You know,
a learning grasshopper.
Yeah,
I think that's why she's getting nervous, and I'm a little more like him now.
Oh, she knows. Yeah,
she's like, oh God, I'm surrounded.
That die has been cast for a while. That's right.
That's okay. There's worse things to do.
She's got my brother, so that's okay.
And that's usually not the way it goes.
I know. People tell me that all the time.
Usually not the way it goes. Liz is taking a picture here. Hey, Liz.
Yes.
Take a picture with the Paul.
He's a sing.
Yes. See, we're also we're a visual medium. Also, yes.
All right.
They want to have proof that we're here. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're like, they let those guys out. No, they wouldn't do that. Oh, nice old one.
That is a nice old. That's
Delta 88.
That's you don't see them too often anymore. Yeah.
Seriously, that's kind of a shame too. Oldsmobiles are cool.
Yeah. He should be at the old show today at the Long Island at Fort Town Fireman's Training Center in Merrick. The Long Island Olds Club Spring Dust Off.
Right. Perhaps his GPS is broken.
Maybe. Yeah. It took him too far south. He went south on a Meadowbrook and kept going. He didn't get off at M8. Got to get off at M8 East. yeah, for that show.
That's all right. We could use a couple of Bills here. As a matter of fact, I just spotted an aurora.
Did you?
Auroras over there.
Oh, a borealis. There we go.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go.
And doesn't seem to have puked its head gasket yet.
Nice.
Yeah, which is a thing on those, but that's okay. Yeah.
Excellent.
They all got caught. We got caught in the rain. I think it was before you guys were here. It started pouring.
You know, I'll tell you something. I was getting ready. I had the car in the garage. I went outside to back the car out, and it was overcast. And I was just going to turn the key, and my phone goes off. It was our station manager, Sean Novak, who sent me a text. And he says, "Hey, it's what's it like down there? I heard that there's rain on the South Shore. What's going on?" And I'm like, "No, it's fine here." I said, "Where I am, it's okay. I'm just a few towns up." I'm like, "Yeah, it's great." And with that, I heard noise behind me. It was a rain coming down, like, right. Immediately. Yeah. I was like, "Okay, scratch that."
Here we go. Yeah.
And so we drove here in the rain.
It was nice and sunny out in Queens. As I got to about, the Coliseum, all of a sudden, I was like, "Oh, no, not again." It's like I rained out last time.
It's like I always say, I got windshield wipers in a roof. How bad can it be? You know?
Exactly.
Some of these guys get so...
God forbid you get one water spot. That's the end of it.
They were popping up groundhogs. After the rain stopped, you had one out of the car, another one out of the car.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody's wiping them down.
When we got here, I saw more chamois come out. Everybody's wiping the cars down. And, hey, listen, I say that, but, you do want to take care of your car.
Of
it's a big investment, and guys definitely want to... And they were having their cars judged.
Yeah. Right.
Which I didn't know, and I saw Did you see the judges?
I did. I saw judges walking around a little while ago. It's actually over an hour ago. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to take a break, and we'll relax a little bit. We'll take care of some business here, and we'll come back with more Motor Mouth
Radio stuff.
Laura, thank you for being with us.
No
it
problem.
Was a great
thank
pleasure.
You guys.
So much.
On
90.3 WHPC. I don't know what's going on here. Stuff is everywhere.
Bags are flying.
Oh, jeez.
Water's flying. People are flying. But you know what? The tent didn't move.
You know, the tent from hell stayed.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to talk with Rita Monti.
Yes.
Host of Parfuma d'Italia. Here, Rita, take a headset.
Yeah.
You got the microphone on there.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little about Fiat.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. Yeah, get the mic. Get your hair. That's good. Okay.
I think I know how to use this thing.
Guys. Let me see. Is that you? Try that.
You caught it up?
After 23 years, I think I know how to use that, right?
I'm not. Try it again. Let's see.
All right. Nice thing.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, good.
I'm there.
Okay,
there.
Rita, so we were going to talk about Fiat because it ends up you and your husband have a Fiat Spider.
Yes.
Which is the same year.
Same as your car.
Yeah, 79 Fiat Spider.
Yeah.
So you're going to talk a little bit about the history of the Fiat, correct?
So we always, not the Spider, but we want to talk about the history.
Yeah, get this right to your mouth. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't go.
We're losing you.
It didn't go.
Okay, that's better.
Okay. Got it?
Yes.
So my husband is a Fiat. We always loved Fiat. Now we have a Fiat 2013.
Right.
Which were a little bit disappointed in the car.
Are you? Okay.
A little bit. I always wanted that car because... Right. So this is the history of the Fiat 500. It's post-war Italy. Italy became, in the early 50s, 55, became industrialized.
Right.
And the Italian family started to make a little money after the war. And they created, the Fiat came out in the late 50s, I think it was, or middle 50s, I'm not quite sure. And that became the status car.
Uh-huh.
So every family that had a Fiat 500, it was, they had made it.
Yeah, they made it, right.
They made it. So what they would do every Sunday, you would see up to 15 people in that little car. Can you imagine?
Oh, gee, 15.
15.
That's better than you and the Opel, Joe.
Yeah, right? She got me beat.
15 people, the whole family, were climbing the car, outside the car, on the side of the car. How safe was that?
That's unbelievable. Yeah, well, at least it gave it some ballast.
Yeah.
Now, the spider was designed by the design house Pininfarina.
Pininfarina, yeah.
That's what and they've done so many things. You know, Ferrari, they've worked with all the major, you know, major houses. And that's what gave it its flair. And the thing, I don't know if you've ever sat and looked at that car, but I have. And the thing that always amazed me, I'd love to speak with someone at Pininfarina, the front of the car is very rounded. The headlights are rounded. The fenders are rounded. Then you come back to the doors, and when you get to the quarter panels, it goes flat, and the back of the car is square. So it went from round to square in like a 12-foot run, and I was like, that's so odd.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, very different.
That's the Italian. That's Pininfarina for you.
It might have been a little bit of Pinot Grigio, I think, in the middle, maybe. And then it's like, all right, after lunch, we'll design the back.
Seriously.
And,
so you asked me before something about the windows?
Yes, I asked if your car had power windows.
Yes, and it does.
I had an 81 Spider that had power windows, and I thought it was bizarre because you could literally reach across the car and work the windows if you had to. It's so small. The interesting thing was that people may not know is there's round plugs in the door panels that you pull off, and there's a crank that they would give you in the glove box that you could crank the windows if the power went out. Shows you how
they kind of knew something was going on there,
It wasn't an MG, thank God, because it wasn't like the Prince of Darkness Lucas. But I'm thinking, like, boy, how much did they trust their electric system if they give you a hand crank for the windows? But
exactly.
Are your windows slow in that car?
A little bit, but you know what? I'm gonna give you the owner of the car.
Okay.
Okay, Giovanni Farina.
Oh, excellent!
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I thought you were doing some import.
He's gonna tell you a little bit about his car, and that's his baby. You know, his second baby.
Okay.
Because I think his first baby is his wife. Maybe I hope.
Right. Okay. Yes. Absolutely.
So I'm gonna give it to him,
and he would be who? His name is
Giovanni.
Giovanni. Okay.
Okay. Giovanni.
Nice Irish
John.
Boy.
Okay. And here he goes.
Oops.
All right. He gets his headset on.
Try not to strangle him with it, Peter.
Live radio at its best.
I know you're gonna try to make it look like an accident, but
yeah. Ah, Giovanni, how are you?
Okay, good.
So we're talking Fiat Spiders, which is something we don't usually do a lot of, Joe.
Yes.
How long have you had the car?
I have the car for about 15 years.
That's about as long as I have mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice car.
And yours is original, so you bought it from somebody who obviously cared for it, and it was...
Well, I bought it from somebody who redid the whole car.
Okay.
And I bought it already all redone. But now, I'm doing some work in the engine.
Okay, now mine came home on a U-Haul dolly. I had to tow mine home because mine was in Queens, and it had been, for 7 years, cats were living in it. The top was caved in, and it was, almost a basket case. So you started ahead of me. What kind of engine mods are you doing? What are you working on?
Oh, what it is we're talking about, you said about the power window going up and down. It lasts forever, but after a while, what happens goes very, very slow.
Right.
So what do? You change super good alternator.
Okay.
Extra strong, so gives the power to the windows to go up and down good.
Does your car have a Bosch alternator in it? Do you know? Okay, because mine, they put a couple different ones in. My car does have the Bosch alternator with the internal Integra regulator brush holder in the rear. It's a good alternator.
This one is Fiat makes this.
Okay, Magneti Marelli? Is it a Marelli part?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I found the thing that I think what the bigger problem is with that is if you take the door panel off, you're going to see that the way that the window goes up and down, American cars use the scissor mechanism.
Yes.
Fiat uses pulleys and a cable.
Okay.
Is a steel cable in there, and as you crank it, the cable winds around the pulleys. I took one apart, and I said, I hope I never have to put one of these together because... God. So I think it's a matter of maybe lubricating the pulleys and lessening the resistance in that cable system.
Yeah, but the alternator is a little weak after a while.
Okay.
So you just put a super dura activate.
The other tip that I'll give you that I have yet to do, Joe gave me the stuff to do this, and I haven't done it yet. I've got to do it at the shop. The battery is in the trunk. Okay, the battery is in the trunk of the car behind the seat, and of course the alternator and engine's in the front.
Right.
Now, what Fiat did in their infinite wisdom is they ran a ground from the battery to the the trunk, but they didn't run aground back up to the engine, which, of course, the engine should be grounded. Steve and I were talking about this.
Right.
So I'm going to run a separate ground from the battery negative post under the car right up and ground the engine. When you make a ground loop like that, you get much better electrical performance.
Yeah.
So that's something you may want to look
and
into
also,
as well.
Also, you don't have to disconnect the battery every time you leave the car for like a month or so without starting it.
If you do that, that means you may have a parasitic drain. There's something that's draining current out of the battery. Yeah, my car doesn't like to sit for months at a time. It always gets a little weak. But, yeah, all that stuff you have to check out. But
yeah, parasitic draws
are I got changed my second battery already.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, a car like that, though, you might be better off just disconnecting the battery.
That's what I do.
Right.
When I'm ready to go, I just put it on. They have a switch that you can put in.
Right.
Yeah. The newer cars try to track down parasitic draws are a real pain. And then a lot of times, what you find out is that on a newer car with the electronics, is that module is like $900.
Oh,
and that's the only thing it is. It's like, you know what? Disconnect the battery.
Yeah.
Put a battery maintainer on it, something like that. You're better off. You know?
Right.
Yeah, if I use a battery tender on my car, and when I do that, there's no problem. It'll start right up. There's no problem. But yeah, they're great little cars. I thought you were going to say when you talked about engine work, you were going to do a head gasket. I've had the Felpro head gasket kit in my garage for the last, I think, 3 years. You know what they say about the shoemaker and the shoemaker's shoes, right?
Oh, yes.
I never get time to work on my own car, so I have to do a head gasket on it. I just keep adding a little antifreeze.
Well, I just sent to a friend of mine right now. He's doing everything.
Uh-huh.
Gasket, alternator, belts.
There's something. There's a story I tell about the timing belt on that car. I had done my belt years ago. And when I went to set it back up on the, it's a dual overhead cam engine. Yeah. You look for the marks on the timing cams. And I used three different service manuals and couldn't find the marks referenced that were on my cams. And I said, now what? So I don't know why I even did it. But the factory owner's manual, I leafed through it. I said, I thought I saw something in here. In the back in the owner's manual, there is a diagram of the timing belt routing. Routing. It's a dual overhead cam with one. No big deal. But it showed the marks that were on my car.
Ah, so they probably,
And if you went with any other mark, you would have been wrong. My car had this particularly long crank to start it, and I never knew why I was working with ignition and carburation, and I couldn't fix it. I was never going to fix it until I did that, and I set it up by the owner's manual. The car would start right up after that. So it was off by like a tooth. And just goes to show you, information is always key. We always talk about that.
How's the carburetor in that car?
I changed mine, of course, the 2-liter engine.
Yes.
And what I did was, look who it is. Yo, Frank. It's my doctor.
Oh.
They do a, in 79, it came with a two-barrel a carburetor. I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was a stage two-barrel. I got an intake manifold off an 1,800cc engine because I heard they flow much better. And I got a 34-millimeter Weber that I put on there.
Oh.
And in conjunction, and that's
carburetor for that thing.
It is. You know, it actually would have liked like a 32. I think the one that was on there was like a 30 and 28. It was like a half a quadrajet. Mm-hmm. You know, a little more throttle response down low. But what I really found the difference was when I put a tubular exhaust header on the car and optimized the exhaust. Now it was, you know, intake in, exhaust out, it free flowed a little better. I mean, let's face it, it's not a fast car, it's a great cruising car, but that really helped that engine breathe. It really woke it up.
I just bought an Hunter.
Okay.
Muffler,
Oh, yeah, the Monza muffler, right.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, good stuff. I'd like to see the car. You have to bring it to the station one day, and we'll have to...
When I get it fixed.
And I'll bring mine. They can meld in the parking lot and rub fenders and whatever.
Bring it over here. We'll take it for a spin.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that's the thing to do. You know, you get in someone else's car. You drive mine, I drive yours. You see what the difference is sometimes in somebody else's car, the same model.
Yeah.
It can be very, very different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Mine got the small tires. The
13-inch?
No, 14-inch high-performance tires.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What rims are on the car with the 14-inch tires? Do you know? The actual wheels, the rims. Because the car came with 13-inch wheels.
This is 14.
Okay, I upgraded mine to 14, but I ended up buying Maserati wheels.
Really?
And yeah, but there's an adapter that you put in.
Yes. Okay. The problem is the Fiat uses, Joe, a 4x98mm bolt pattern. It's oddball.
Yeah.
The only other cars that use 4x98, it's Fiat, Yugo, and Maserati. Go figure.
Now, there's the unholy trinity right there.
I found a guy that had a set of Maserati bi-turbo wheels. Yeah. Not my favorite wheels because it kind of reminds me of a Centerline, but they're super, super light. So the unsprung weight is reduced immeasurably. And there's... it's an aluminum wheel, but it does have a hardened steel inset where the lug bolts go. Yeah. So, and that was a 14-inch. I was able to use a little better tire. Yeah, now even 14-inch tires are hard to find.
Yes.
Isn't that nuts? I mean, even trying to find it for, like, my Camry.
I know.
They only make, like, certain like, you know, trashy tires. You know?
Right.
You can't find none of the good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Well,
guys, thank you
for your information.
Counting that.
All right, Giovanni. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure meeting you. We're about to see the car.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, yeah, we're always down to see unique cars. You know,
yeah, that'd
mean?
Be cool.
Yeah,
bring it on.
Right, take care.
Bring it on.
Bye.
All right, great talking to you.
Good show.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
We got a lot of passes by here. I'm sure there'll be somebody else floating around here in just a minute. You know, sometimes they get a little bit of scared, so they back off, and we have to like let them sniff our hands.
Next time
before
talk
they
about
come.
My other cars.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. Yes.
Yeah, the weather's turning a little gray, kind of windy. We had a little minor infraction here before before we came back on the air.
There's the sun.
Went flying. Oh, there it is. Oh, nice. Hot yellow ball coming in. Yeah.
That big thing in the sky. So we are live from the Town of Oyster Bay Tobey Beach Car Show take the Meadowbrook to Loop Parkway, head east, and you'll see signs for Tobey. Come in, and there's food. There's tons of food trucks. There's vendors.
And let's not forget the cars.
Oh, the car. Well, the place is chock full of cars. A lot of beautiful iron here and fiberglass.
Yes.
And and wind. So we're having some fun.
Yeah. There's no shortage of anything you'd want to have a great Sunday, you know?
And you can give us a call at 516-572-7440. Look at Liz. She's got Betty Boop on a chopper on the back of her jacket.
Yeah, I know. That's a cool jacket.
That is cool. I want to see if Steve is around. I want to get Steve was here and he walked away. I'd like to get him back and put him on with us. We are going to do another hour, Joe. We're getting 3 hours today.
Yeah, we got the thumbs up for 3 hours.
Yeah, huh? We're going to be on till 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Jim brought us pretzels, which is great. That's nice of him.
I hope he
needs some beer or something. I don't know. Washed down the pretzels.
No, this isn't the CF.
Yeah, right.
Beer's the official nutrient of the
Where did those boys go today? The UD guys went somewhere.
Today was the Bar Beach car show as well.
Bar Beach.
Yes.
Ironically.
Yeah, but bar. Go figure, right?
All right.
But let's face it. There's a lot of great shows today out there. Get out there and enjoy it. I mean, there's still plenty of time in the afternoon to come on and to come out and see someplace, whether it be here, whether it be Bar Beach, whether it be the Oldsmobile show.
Right.
You know, so you really can't go wrong.
Right.
So yeah, get out there. You know, it's the first decent day of the spring.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, our buddies Bob and Tom over there at M8 East off the Meadowbrook. You can stop in at the Long Island Old Spring Dust Off and see all the dunes if you don't want to come down further to the beach.
Yeah, yeah. But there's always something to do. Let's face it, you know.
Oh yeah, 'tis the season, and we're gonna see if we can get out this year and do a little more cruising and schmoozing and
cruising and I like that.
Cruising and schmoozing.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
Wow.
I did. I have to admit, I did.
On the fly radio banter.
You try and think something up, it doesn't come. You just got to be. It just has to come out live. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah. Usually we usually come up with good comebacks. Usually mine show up an hour later after somebody. It's like that Seinfeld episode with George there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the jerk store called and they're out of you.
Right. They're out of you.
That's basically me. I don't have good comebacks.
Right.
You know, because I'm not. I am not a yo-yo. You know,
right.
So let's. Some people call me back, but that's not a thing. Hey, what happened to our tech guy?
Chris took a break. He was over at the restrooms and said there was quite a line. So I said, "That's okay. Take your time. We'll be we'll be all right." So,
See, they should have set up buckets.
Oh, please.
But that's okay.
Actually, you know what? There's I don't know if, where he went, but there's a whole line of Port-a-Johns right behind us over here.
Yeah, Port-a-Potties, yeah.
Well, he didn't go there because he said where he was there was a line, so there must be a real bathroom over there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's got to be some you know, real indoor plumbing somewhere.
Yeah, indoor plumbing, jeez.
Which is always preferred.
Yeah, I think they had that this far out in the island.
Yeah, I guess when you go over to one of the buildings there, probably where the restaurant is or the...
That's right. Yeah, I'm sure there's something that'll show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, at least I don't see anything smoking yet.
No.
You know, so I think we're going to be okay, at least for a while longer. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, Jim.
I feel like playing What's This Button Do?
Well, you know, but Joe, this
I
is
think
like
I will refrain.
This is like the board in the studio. You know, here's these are our headsets and mics. So these control.
Okay. Yep.
See, that was me. And this should be you. That's you.
Okay. See.
So that's the slidey thing.
So I can screw with you later when you're not.
You could. The buttons would just. Would turn you off.
Right.
These are all just aux levels and stuff. Of course, these are the mic cords.
I turn off the jerky guys and centerline wheels.
There's no... Yeah, there's... Right. There's no, there's no phone button on there. That's the only thing I look for was I always look for the phone.
I want a helmet.
You know what?
I got to get you a freaking helmet.
I know. We should have brought helmets.
My God.
I think tomorrow I'm going to look like Mr. Potato Head or something because I bashed my head about 30 times on this thing.
You're going to have some kind of alternate universe Mr. T with a stripe running down your head. And they're going to be like, how'd you get that ray at work, right?
Just a steel plate, right. Exactly.
Let's face it. It'll be a memento of the day.
Absolutely. How can we forget this day?
Oh,
we're getting close to the top of the hour. So
yeah, do we have to push any buttons or anything?
Good question. Here's Steve. I'm going to put Steve on.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
But we're going to have to reestablish and do a top of the hour thing. Is Kim will play a...
Right.
I guess a legal ID for us.
We'll have to do that there. So should we get Steve on now?
We're getting close. Hang on. Steve, you want to come on with us? Come on live with us? Put this on and that mic gets stuck in your... You put that on and the microphone just wrap it around to your mouth.
How's that?
What do you got? You want to get a pro? It's Kim doing it. Okay. We are live with Steve. Tell her yes.
Okay.
And then...
I'm saying yes.
We need the outro. Well, Kim's probably listening. We need the outro, and then we need our intro again. And then we will...
Okay.
We'll come back live.
Okay.
All right. We'll just have to hold on for a sec, Steve, because we're going to reestablish. They gave us another hour.
Wow. Great.
Because the first hour was...
Because they're desperate.
So we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio with Steve Webb in a few minutes. Keep it where you got it on 90.3 WHBC.